Good morning, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. Happy Monday and welcome back. We're supposed to get our first real round of spring thunderstorms today, but despite the bad weather, I'm feeling great because it is so good to be back with you. Did you do anything fun during our break? I had a little bit of work travel, and I posted a video from the airport in Charlotte, North Carolina. They had a really cool display all about the Wright brothers that I wanted to show you because we talked about them back in December. If you missed it, adults, I encourage you to look us up on social media. We're on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Threads, and even TikTok on occasion. It's a great way for us to stay connected. Okay, so here's the plan. Today, we're starting a three-week series on a very special kind of fruit. Then, the last week of May, we're going to wrap up and celebrate what I'm calling Season 1 of the Family Prayer Podcast. We'll take some time off over the summer and then look to launch Season 2 as school starts again in the fall. Sound good? Great. Okay, so a special kind of fruit. What's your favorite fruit? Do you like berries or bananas, apples or oranges, or are you more of a pineapple person? One fruit that's moved up the list for me is blackberries. Last fall, someone made us a blackberry pie, and it was absolutely delicious. But that's not the kind of fruit we're talking about. Did you know that you produce fruit? That's right. You're like a walking, talking fruit tree, at least according to the Bible. That might sound a little funny, but think about it. Healthy apple trees grow what? Tasty apples, right? And a strawberry plant that's well taken care of is going to be covered in juicy strawberries, isn't it? Now, take that idea, but imagine that the things you say and do and the way you treat other people is like the fruit of your life. Way back in the very beginning of the Bible, when God first made us, God gave us a job to do, and that job was to be fruitful. Take a moment and talk about this together. What kind of fruit do you think God wants us to grow with our lives? What do you think God wants our words and actions to look like? If you need more time, you can pause the podcast, and I'll be right here when you get back. When the Bible talks about what living the right way looks like, it often asks us to imagine growing fruit. In fact, in one of his most famous teachings, Jesus said that he's like a vine and we're like branches. That reminds me of the tomato vine I picked up from Maker's Garden a few weeks ago. Ella, the owner of the combination art studio and plant shop, told me that cherry tomatoes were a great starter plant for families with kids. There's a central vine, but that's not where the tomatoes grow. They grow on the branches. But the branches can't grow the tomatoes all by themselves. They need the vine to give them the nutrients and the water to grow the fruit. I would imagine that as you were talking about what kind of fruit God wants us to grow in our lives, at least one of you might have used the word love. Or maybe you talked about being kind. These are certainly a big part of how God wants us to treat each other and even the world itself. In fact, they are two of what we call the fruit of the Spirit, which are the very special fruit we're going to talk about for the next 3 weeks. In a letter to some churches he helped to start, a man named Paul wanted to help his friends know if they were growing the right kind of fruit in their lives. So he gave them a list of 9: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These are the things that the Holy Spirit will grow in our lives when we stay connected to God. It's kind of like with our little tomato plant. I can't make the tomatoes grow, only God can do that. But I can try to be sure the plant has everything it needs. When we do things like pray, or read the Bible, or rest, or serve other people, it's like making sure our lives have the food, water, and sun needed for God to grow these good fruits. Okay, let's close in prayer. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, we thank you that you grow good fruit in our lives. You call this a blessing, and it's a blessing not only for us, but for the world around us as well. Help us to stay connected to you, because you are the vine that makes the fruit grow. Amen. Okay, Grace Harbor, have a great day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.